CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Four Jewish victims of the terrorist attack on a Paris grocery store are being laid to rest in Israel. Live to CBS News correspondent Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
The bodies of the French victims were wrapped in prayer shawls and placed on a podium in front of a large Israeli flag. Hundreds of people are attending the funeral here in Jerusalem, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu said it's time to uproot the Islamic terrorists, whom he described as a grave threat to world peace.
I'm Vicky Barker reporting live. In Paris, a solemn ceremony for the three police officers slain in last week's attacks. President François Hollande placing medals of honor on the flag-draped coffins. The surviving staff at Charlie Hebdo have prepared the next issue out tomorrow, 1 week after the massacre. The cover shows a weeping Prophet Muhammad holding a sign, Je suis Charlie. The headline, All is Forgiven.
Hackers who claim to be doing the bidding of ISIS hijacked the U.S. Central Command's Twitter and YouTube accounts. No classified military information got out. But CBS News counterterrorism analyst Juan Zarate tells us the breach is troubling anyway.
With the Islamic State putting out calls for the assassination of military officers, intelligence officials, police officers, and U.S. citizens, this information comes out at a very difficult and dangerous time.
New measles cases have been linked to an outbreak at Disney theme parks in Southern California. Live to CBS News correspondent Heather Bosch.
Seven more people have become ill, bringing the outbreak total to 26. Most have visited Disneyland or Disney California Adventure last month, or they likely had contact with someone who was infected there. Dr. Helene Calve.
The real difficult thing with measles is you become infectious 4 days before the rash starts.
So you can spread the disease before you know you have it. Most of the people who became ill had not been vaccinated against measles.
Indonesian divers have retrieved a second black box from doomed AirAsia Flight 8501. Conversations and background sounds on the cockpit voice recorder could help explain how the plane crashed, killing all on board. The Albuquerque, New Mexico district attorney has bypassed a grand jury and filed murder charges against two officers who shot and killed a mentally ill homeless man. Sam Bregman, the lawyer for one of the police, insists his client did nothing wrong.
He did exactly what he's trained to do with a violent, unstable person with two knives, uphill, 8 feet away from a fellow officer.
Fans who traveled to Texas to see Ohio State rout Oregon in college football's first title game weren't disappointed.
Greatest night, go Buckeyes!
Ah, we won!
Back home in Columbus. The celebration got out of hand with some fans setting trash fires. The police used tear gas to break up the crowd. S&P futures are up more than 6 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
When your fingers grace your nimble wireless keyboard, do you feel a connection? Do you consider your 8-gig memory laptop your office BFF? If so, you might be gear-centric. Someone who knows that the right office gear helps you do great things. And at Office Depot and Office Max, we have the quality tech gear you need. Right now, all PCs are on sale, like a 15-inch HP laptop for $249.99. Office Depot and Office Max, gear up for great. Valid in-store only, offer ends 1/17.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
President Obama has invited Republicans and Democrats to the White House. CBS's Pam Coulter tells us what they'll be talking about.
The White House says the agenda will include tax reform, infrastructure projects, and foreign policy. Coming a week before the State of the Union address, the president may want to raise some of the proposals he's been previewing, including increasing Americans' data security and making homeownership and college more affordable. Republicans could push Mr. Obama on their agenda, approving the Keystone Pipeline, revamping Obamacare, and rolling back regulations on business.
A 16-year-old boy in Puyallup, Washington, had a close call on his way home from a skateboard park at 1 o'clock in the morning. Police say the teenager wandered into a stream and spent 5 hours stuck in thigh-high mud before rescue workers could manage to get him out. Officials say the boy was cold, but he didn't seem to be injured. Frank Sedapani, CBS News.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Wearing glasses with Crizal No Glare lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither scratching desert sands nor the waves of a raging river can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For superior scratch, water, dust, glare, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. And Crizal has an ESPF of 25 to protect your eyes from the damaging rays of the sun. Crizal, live life in the clear. Ask for them at your eye care professional or learn more at Crizal.com.
This morning on WCHL, winter has officially settled in across Ontario State. Do you even wonder if that's true? And our area is certainly no exception.
We'll have temperatures right within a few degrees of freezing, and that brings with it a chance of freezing rain.
UNC is requiring all of its students, faculty, and staff to complete training on sexual harassment and sexual violence. And with Kidzu Children's Museum contemplating a move to Carbrew, some in Chapel Hill are left wondering, what about the Wallace Deck? These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carbrew traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, all eyes are generally fixed in the basketball hardwood this time of the year in Chapel Hill, but a litany of other top-notch UNC sports programs are gearing up for their own chances at ACC and national glory. And
Big Ten has restored the balance of power and faith in itself.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 WCHL, another chilly day, although not as chilly. It is 41 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. We look for a chance of rain or drizzle continuing today. Our high today, well, it's supposed to drop a few degrees and then stay there, upper 30s, and some strong wind gusts later on in the day as well. Tonight, cloudy, and that's when we get a chance of rain and freezing rain this evening, and that could lead to some problems. Winter has officially settled in across Ontario State. Our area certainly is no exception. After seeing heavy rain early Monday morning, temperatures have fallen and led to the possibility of some icing as we continue throughout the week. National Weather Service meteorologist Shauna Coakley says that today we may have some lingering drizzle, but the real problems may develop late tonight into tomorrow morning.
We'll have temperatures right within a few degrees of freezing, and that brings with it a chance of freezing rain. We aren't at this point looking for the kind of major accumulations that might bring down trees or power lines or things like that, but certainly you could get a glazing on surfaces and you might see some difficulty with travel on roadways and walking on sidewalks.
Coakley says that the chance of inclement weather will be rather widespread.
We're kind of looking at the whole area for this, the entirety of central North Carolina. So anywhere in the triangle, certainly you could see some of that icing going on. The temperatures look to be conducive for that type of thing across the area.
The Wednesday morning commute may be a slippery one if the variables of the forecast develop over the next 24 hours or so. No problems this morning except for being wet, but tomorrow morning could be a different story altogether. After that, Coakley says that the temperatures will climb above freezing for the foreseeable future and that the chance of rain will diminish to close out the week, taking any chance of inclement weather along with it. We'll have a complete up-to-date list of closings as they come in on our website, chapelborough.com. Right now, there are no problems to report. UNC is requiring all of its students, faculty, and staff members to complete training on sexual harassment and sexual violence, according to an email sent out to students on Monday. Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, Winston Crisp, told students in the email that this was the result of a pilot program that began this past summer. Crisp wrote that, quoting here, the university carefully considered this feedback and staff worked diligently with a compliance training vendor to incorporate the suggestions. In the
email, students were told that they would be prompted to take the training in the coming days. And if they fail to complete the training within 45 days of receiving their registration notice, that could result in a hold on their student account. That hold could affect registration status for future classes. This will be an annual course, according to the email. Chris writes that this training is, quoting here, among many components of a larger effort at the university to eliminate, prevent, and address the effects of sexual harassment, sexual violence, interpersonal violence, and stalking. WCHL has placed a call to the office of Vice Chancellor Crisp and is still awaiting a response. The entire email sent to students can be read at our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:10. More news coming up in just a moment.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
More rewards, not more rules. That's what you can expect from our Visa Bonus Rewards Card. With the Visa Bonus Rewards Card, earn points that you can redeem for your choice of cash back, travel, and more. Plus, get $25 cash back with your first purchase. More rewards, not more rules. Apply today at any Bank of North Carolina branch or on our website. For details and full disclosure, go to bankofnc.com. Subject to credit approval.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been thinking about how people find a house or an agent.
Sammy Martin, all business all the time. You know, I've been thinking about it too. People used to look at the newspaper and pick up their rotary phone, but no more, right? Billboards seem to be making a comeback.
No, they're not. People go to real estate websites. They register and read what some formula says a home is worth. Then the unsolicited calls and emails start. These sites do the best they can, but our business is about a lot more than numbers. We know the market. They use algorithms.
If an agent wants to be considered an expert in the local market by any of these sites, all they need is a credit card. Every single agent at Franklin Street Realty has lived and worked in Chapel Hill for at least 20 years. That's what expertise is about.
Use the internet for what it's worth, preferably our site, but then call someone who can help you make sense of it all.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
All day and all night. This is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
WCHL News Time is 6:12. With Kidzoo Children's Museum now contemplating a move to Carborough, some people in Chapel Hill are left wondering, what about the Wallace Deck? WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
Back in 2009, the Chapel Hill Town Council approved a plan to let Kidzoo build a 15,000-square-foot multi-story museum atop one half of the Wallace parking deck. The town agreed to lease the site to the museum for 99 years at a cost of $99. Kidzoo Executive Director Pam Wall says that's still a viable option.
Our focus has not changed from Wallace Plaza, but when this other option came up that would allow us to be more collaborative with another arts organization and be more resourceful in raising funds, we really needed to consider that option for Kidzoo.
The museum has recently floated the idea of partnering with the Art Center to co-locate in a new space in Carborough. With the two nonprofits splitting the cost with the town, that plan would cost Kidzoo far less than the $11 million price tag to build on the Wallace Deck.
Certainly when you consider a building option that you will be the only occupant, that you're certainly going to have to raise more money than if you were partnering with another one or two arts organizations and or a public funding source as well to make that building happen.
But the Carborough Arts and Innovation Center idea is still in its earliest stages, and to make it happen, the town of Carborough would need to subsidize the project, a concept not all town leaders have embraced. Meanwhile, Chapel Hill town officials are wondering what to do about a leak in the roof of the Wallace parking deck that will cost the town an estimated $1 million to fix. The town is still making payments on the 22-year-old parking deck. Last week, Business Management Director Ken Penoyer warned elected officials they need to ensure that the property doesn't lose value before it's paid for in full.
The financing on that deck goes out to, I believe, 2024. We probably need the most permanent solution available in order to maintain the life of that deck as long as possible.
He said if Kidzu were to start construction in the near future, that could save the town up to $500,000.
If something is built on top of the deck, it changes the scope of the water infiltration remedy, and it actually reduces the cost since their building will be covering part of the roof or half of it. So if we knew tomorrow that that building would be get built in the next year or two, then we could reduce the amount of money we needed to fix the roof. However, at a certain point, we need to actually move forward with the fix because time is not on our side.
Kidzu's preparing to open an expanded site in University Mall in February, and Wall says she expects to be there for at least 3 years. After that, it's not exactly clear where the popular children's museum will relocate. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Board of Aldermen is setting up for a very busy 2015 with its first meeting of the new year coming tonight. WCHL's Blake Hodge has a preview of what to expect from tonight's meeting.
Leaders of the town of Carrboro will be gathering for the first time in 2015 tonight with several large agenda items. Mayor Lydia Lavelle says that she is expecting to see new developments concerning the Martin Luther King Jr. Park Master Plan.
I haven't even seen what these are yet, but I do think citizens that are interested in the Martin Luther King Jr. Park will be interested in seeing what kind of proposals are being made to us. A couple of concept designs are going to be coming forward to us after some community gatherings that we had where we received a lot of input. And it's my understanding we'll get a couple of possible concept designs on that park.
The board will also be presented with information regarding the state of the transit system and suggestions to increase sustainability going forward.
Every year it is a huge, huge project to grapple our hands around because it's one of the hallmarks of our community, our transit system, but it is one that continues to increase in cost every year, and figuring out how we're going to stabilize finances involved with that.
Now, the presentation is expected to be very similar to the arrangement brought before the Chapel Hill Town Council at their meeting last week. The transit system is a large budget item, according to Mayor Lavelle, but she says there are several other areas that will be key when building a new budget this year. She says that there are certain town costs that are guaranteed to increase.
We always have rising health care costs. It's always a given that whatever our line item is for our employees in health care, that's always going to go up a little.
Lavelle says that it will be important to see how much revenue the town is able to bring in during tax collection as well.
In general, property taxes have stayed the same or gotten better, and we've had some new commercial with the hotel and different things. So our commercial tax base should look pretty good.
The mayor adds that town leaders typically offer a conservative sales tax estimate, which could lead to additional revenue on top of projections. The Board of Aldermen meeting will be held at the Carrboro Town Hall beginning at 7:30 tonight, and it is open to the public. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce. And not a lot of traffic out there so far this morning, and no problems to report, as far as we know. There shouldn't be any problem with anything weather-related, except for the fact that it's really wet and cloudy, just kind of a rainy day. But temperatures aren't anywhere close to freezing this morning. Nikki Mortz is in the newsroom. She'll be checking traffic throughout the morning, and you'll hear from her in just a little while. In the meantime, you can call her in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro and become a WCHL Road Warrior. The Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce invites you to celebrate the successes of our business community at the Chamber's annual meeting presented by the Europa Center on Thursday, January 29th at 11 a.m. at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. Tickets are on sale now, $55 for members, $70 for non-members. Register online at carolinachamber.org/annual meeting. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. Well, everybody waiting to see what the weather's going to be like today. Today, probably no problem except for the rain. Weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn on the UNC campus. We do have a winter weather advisory in effect from 7 o'clock tonight to noon tomorrow. That's when the problem's going to arise. Cloudy today, 38 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. A chance of rain or drizzle today. High today in the upper 30s. Temps are going to stay about where they are. It's going to be a little windy later on in the day as well. Now tonight, cloudy, chance of rain and freezing rain. Then freezing rain likely with a chance of sleet after midnight. Ice accumulation could happen up to a tenth of an inch. It's going Going to be cold, low tonight in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of freezing rain or a slight chance of freezing drizzle in the morning. And then a slight chance of that happening in the afternoon as well. High tomorrow only about 35, so tomorrow is going to be kind of dicey. The Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL Championship Sports now. We take a look at college football. A lot of people stayed up late last night to watch the national championship game. Ohio State Buckeyes are winners at the first ever college football playoffs. The Buckeyes claimed their fifth outright national championship. Ezekiel Elliott ran for 246 yards and four touchdowns in a 42-20 win over Oregon in Arlington, Texas. Ohio State saw a 21-7 lead shrink to 21-20 midway through the third quarter before Elliott scored on runs of 9, 2, and 1 yards. His final touchdown put the game out of reach with 28 seconds left to go in the game. Elliott averaged an amazing 232 yards in his last three games. Cardale Jones fared well in just his third collegiate start for the Buckeyes, completing 16 of 23 passes for 242 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. Jones also scored on a one-yard run in the second quarter to put Ohio State ahead 21-7. Buckeyes overcame four turnovers to give Urban Meyer his first title in his third season at Ohio State. Heisman Trophy winner Marcus Mariota threw for the Ducks' only touchdowns, including a 70-yard strike to Byron Marshall. Both touchdowns came on Oregon's first possession of each half. The Ducks' high-octane offense wasted too many drives while gaining 465 total yards. Again, the final score last night was Ohio State over Oregon, 42-20. All eyes are generally fixed on the basketball hardwoods this time of the year in Chapel Hill, but a litany of other top-notch UNC sports programs are really gearing up for their own chances at ACC and national glory. WCHL's Matt Oakes takes a look.
The number four UNC women's tennis team started off its dual-match campaign with a pair of victories over in-state foes. Last weekend, the Tar Heels decisively served past Elon and Appalachian State, dropping only one match in the process. The Cone-Kenfield Tennis Center will play host to one of the nation's top players. Sophomore Jamie Loeb, currently ranked number eight in the nation in singles, spent much of her freshman year sitting atop the rankings after a superb 53-4 season individually. After falling just short of a national championship in Athens, Georgia a year ago, the Tar Heels, armed with a deep and talented lineup that also includes number 22 Caroline Price and number 31 Haley Carter, could go one better in 2015. Head coach Brian Kalbas's Carolina squad will return to action on January 24th to face Minnesota and Boston College or LSU. As for their male counterparts, they'll be aiming for big things this year as well. The Tar Heel men start off their campaign in the number 6 position nationally in the preseason rankings released just last week. UNC returns five starters from last year's record-breaking team that reached the NCAA tournament quarterfinals. In addition, Carolina also welcomes back senior Esben Hess Olison, who sat out last year with an injury but made significant contributions in previous seasons. The Tar Heels return to the courts to open their regular season with home doubleheaders on January 16th and 19th. On the lacrosse field, UNC will yet again be among the nation's best. The women's team begins the year number two in the preseason polls and leads a loaded field in the ACC with five league schools represented in the top seven of the rankings. With a national championship the goal, it appears the Tar Heels may actually have the talent to do it, with 10 UNC women earning spots on the 2015 Face-Off Yearbook Preseason All-America team published by Inside Lacrosse. As for the men's lacrosse squad, they check in a few notches lower than the women, but not by much. The Tar Heels were voted as the sixth best team in the NCAA by the nation's coaches, but Carolina will get its chance to prove if it should be placed higher, with games against all of the top five ranked teams looming on its schedule. Coach Joe Brushy's team opens its season February 7th at home against Furman. Although overshadowed by their more famous classmates on the basketball court, at a place like UNC, every sports program seemingly shares the same collective goal, to win a national championship. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Coming up, a difficult loss to Orange. The Chapel Hill Tigers boys basketball team will look to rebound against a district rival tonight. Tigers will face the Carborough Jaguars at Tiger Gymnasium. Carborough struggled this season, having lost seven straight. They're 2-10 in the season. Chapel Hill is 8-4, 3-1 in Big 8 conference play. But the Tigers are coming off a 61-59 loss to Orange last Friday night in Hillsboro. Despite the loss, Chapel Hill's David Carraher registered 31 points and 16 rebounds. Orange was led by Garrett Clower, who finished with 16 points and 11 rebounds. Chapel Hill head coach Bill Walton, no, not that Bill Walton, he says his team's defense remains a work in progress.
We've changed styles just a tad bit. So we've been averaging 70, right at 71 points a game. So they bought on that end, and we've been giving up 60 as well. And we've been concerned about that. You know, we've changed the way we play in terms of, you know, tempo and that type of thing, and they bought into that side of it. But with that, we've also given up a lot of points.
625 at WCHL.
There is Dean Kamen, who now holds more than 400 U.S. and foreign patents. But his best-known invention is that personal transportation device called the Segway. Our CBS News colleague Aaron Moriarty, who visited him, wanted to establish right away.
You know, there are some people who think you're dead.
Yes.
It was actually British businessman Jimmy Heseldon who tragically drove a Segway off a cliff in northern England less than a year after buying Dean Kamen's invention.
So we can clear this up right now. You're here, live and well.
Yes, I am still healthy.
Which is a good thing, especially for the hundreds of millions of people in the world lacking access to clean water. What he means to do about that after this. A good business runs on good communication, and good communication is even more crucial when the people you work with aren't all in the same office with you. These days, you need to be able to stay connected and meet with your coworkers and your clients wherever they may be. That's why millions of small business professionals rely on Citrix GoToMeeting, and you should too. It's the proven solution for meeting and collaborating online. With GoToMeeting, you can share the same screen to review documents and presentations in real time, making it easier for everyone to stay on the same page. And with built-in HD video conferencing, all you need is a webcam to see each other face-to-face. GoToMeeting lets you present, demonstrate, and just simply meet from anywhere, with any Mac, PC, tablet, or smartphone. So see why millions choose GoToMeeting. Start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today. Try it free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com and click the Try It Free button. That's GoToMeeting.com for your free 30-day trial. Once again, with inventor Dean Kamen is Aaron Moriarty.
When Dean Kamen sees a problem, he and his team of engineers based in Manchester, New Hampshire, work to solve it.
50% of all chronic human disease would go away. You would empty 50% of the hospital beds in the world if you just gave people clean water.
Hence the slingshot, named after the weapon the biblical David used to deal with the problem of Goliath. It is a device that purifies dirty, even filthy water.
Any kind of water.
Any kind of water.
The slingshot turns bad water into good using only a tiny bit of electricity. But it's still too expensive to be practical. So Kamen has brought in partners, starting with Coca-Cola.
I think the Coca-Cola company, over time, has made it very clear they weren't in this to sell Coca-Cola.
Not that Kamen has anything against making money.
Without making money, I couldn't do the things I do. Money gives you freedom, it gives you flexibility, it gives you resources to do things.
As you'll hear in our next Osgood file, this is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
For the best burgers and fries in town and where kids eat free on Sundays, head to Buns in Chapel Hill. Right in the heart of downtown, on Columbia Street between Franklin and Rosemary, Buns sells amazing burgers every day for a taste and a price the whole family will love. And remember, on Sundays, you can purchase one adult combo and receive one free kids meal. So when you're craving burgers, take the family to Buns. It's burger perfection.
I'm Louise Barnum of Weaver Street Realty. It's time to get back into the woods. Call Weaver Street Realty's land walking team to guide you through, over, and around building lots, farms, and homes with acreage. We'll help you see the roll of the land and smell the sweetness of clean air. Need a perk site? We'll teach you the process. Give us a call and let's go walking. We'll bring the orange vest. Weaver Street Realty, 919-929-5658.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility, offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
Paws Forever offers a unique, integrated approach to animal welfare, providing services for animals and their people at each stage of life. Programs range from rescue and adoption to education and training, and now to Legacy Care, a unique service that allows pet owners to plan ahead for the care of their beloved dogs and cats. Learn more about Paws Forever programs, animals, volunteer opportunities, and ways to donate at pawsforever.org. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about animals in our community.
Good morning. It's 6:30, and time now to take a quick look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by your friends at Grimble Jewelers in Chapel Hill. It is 39 degrees. Apple Hill right now. We do have a winter weather advisory in effect starting at 7 o'clock tonight and lasting until noon tomorrow. That's going to be the critical point, those hours in between. Cloudy today with a chance of rain or drizzle, or high today only in the upper 30s, which means that the temperatures are going to stay pretty much where they are right now. We'll have windy conditions later on in the day. Tonight we're looking at cloudy skies, chance of rain and freezing rain, and a chance of sleet after midnight. Ice accumulation up to a tenth of an inch tonight and early tomorrow morning. It's going to be cold overnight with the lows in the upper 20s. So everybody just be careful out there if you're on the roads tonight. Grimble Jewelers has your engagement ring or that custom piece you've been dreaming of. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
Dave Barrett, funeral services held today in Israel for last week's Paris market shooting victims. Live to correspondent Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Israeli leaders gathered with bereaved families for a solemn funeral procession here in Jerusalem. Relatives of the four French victims gave brief eulogies and lit a torch in memory of their loved ones. The bodies were wrapped in prayer shawls on a podium in front of a large Israeli flag. Hundreds of Israeli mourners came out in a show of solidarity.
Security upgraded in France today. Correspondent Elaine Cobb.
Paris and the greater Paris region are still on the highest terror alert. And today, 10,000 troops are moving into position at sensitive sites around the country. That's the highest number of military troops on the ground in France outside of wartime.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
39 degrees, 632, WCHL. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Well, winter has officially settled in across the Tar Heel State. Not so bad this morning, but after seeing heavy rain early yesterday, temperatures will fall and lead to the possibility of some icing as we continue throughout the week. National Weather Service meteorologist Shauna Coakley tells WCHL that today we may have some lingering drizzle, but no problems with temperatures. The real problems may develop late tonight into tomorrow morning.
We'll have temperatures right within a few degrees of freezing, and that brings with it a chance of freezing rain. We aren't at this point looking for the kind of major accumulations that might bring down trees or power lines or things like that, but certainly you could get a glazing on surfaces, and you might see some difficulty with travel on roadways and walking on sidewalks.
Coakley says that the chances of inclement weather will be rather widespread.
We're kind of looking at the whole area for this, the entirety of central North Carolina. So anywhere in the triangle, certainly you could see some of that icing going on. The temperatures look to be conducive for that type of thing across the area.
There's no problem this morning, but other than the fact that it's really wet out there. But the Wednesday morning commute may be a slippery one if the variables of the forecast develop over the next 24 hours or so. After that, Coakley says the temperatures will climb above freezing for the foreseeable future, and the chance of rain will diminish to close out the week, taking any chance of inclement weather along with it. But we still have a lot to go through. We have a winter weather advisory in effect from 7 o'clock tonight to noon tomorrow. We'll have a complete update date list of closings, if there are any, as they come in on our website, chapelboro.com. So write that down. And, of course, there is an app for that as well. UNC is requiring all of its students, faculty, and staff to complete training on sexual harassment and sexual violence, according to an email sent out to students on Monday. Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Winston Crisp told students in the email that this is the result of a pilot program that started this past summer. Crisp wrote, quoting here, "The university carefully considered this feedback and staff worked diligently with a compliance training vendor to incorporate the suggestions. In that email, students were told they would be prompted to take the training in the coming days. And if they fail to complete the training within 45 days of getting it to this registration notice, that could result in a hold on their student account. That hold could affect registration status for future classes. This will be an annual course, according to that email." WCHL has been trying to get in touch with Vice Chancellor Quinston Crisp. So far, no response. The entire email sent out to students can be read at our website, chapelboro.com. Last night, the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners passed a resolution documenting the town's intention to preserve the historic Colonial Inn, and the commissioners voted to hire the UNC School of Government to provide financial, legal, and technical advice, which will cost Hillsborough $8,500. Here's Christy Raleigh from UNC School of Government's Development Finance Initiative.
We can start to look at the things that y'all have been talking about, how much, like maybe the sort of percentages or proportions of private involvement that could happen, you know, what a typical bank would lend, something like that. Once we know that, you know, we can determine the gap. So that's where public financing comes in. That's where philanthropic financing may need to come in, and we can just sort of start to put all the pieces together.
Francis Henry, owner of that 176-year-old building, applied twice for permission to demolish it. Hillsborough's Historic District Commission denied him permission both times. Tom Stevens said the building's restoration is the town's number one priority. Secondary priorities are renovating the building in a way that would contribute to the town and benefit the public. Bob Johnson, help from a nonprofit, the Colonial Inn Preservation Association, focused on preserving the building. Here is Johnson addressing a question on how much money the group has raised.
We have about $37. What we really have is a large and growing group of people who are very interested in making something happen here, and we've been over the past about 3 months now having regular meetings with Francis Henry.
Mayor Stevens listed several strategies to preserve the building, including eminent domain, the right of a government to seize private property for public use with payment to the owner. Johnson said the owner has the same goals as the nonprofit and the town to renovate the inn. Would you like to see your favorite local business recognized? The Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce is seeking nominations this week for its annual Business of the Year Awards. The nomination period is open through Friday. Finalists will be announced at the Chamber's annual meeting on Thursday, January 29th. Here is Chamber Vice President Kristen Smith.
Please visit carolinachamber.org/annual meeting to nominate a Business of the Year. We have categories for large, mid-size, and small business, also the Nonprofit of the Year.
Last year's winners were Sweeps in the small business category, Vimla's Curry Blossom Cafe in the mid-size category, ARCA in the large business category, and the Orange County Rape Crisis Center in the nonprofit category. Also recognized last year were three individuals, Mark Chilton, Irene Brigham, and Gordon Merkline, for their community service work. For a direct link to the nomination form, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Winners will be announced at a special event later this spring. Advocacy groups have filed ethics complaints against Governor Pat McCrory and South Carolina Congressman Mark Sanford over six-figure stock payouts they received while in office from an online mortgage broker. Progress North Carolina Action filed Monday against McCrory with the North Carolina Ethics Commission. The complaint against Sanford was filed with the U.S. House Ethics Committee by Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. The Associated Press reported last month the Carolina politicians were granted restricted stock shares while board members at Charlotte-based LendingTree. Both resigned shortly after taking office, which would have rendered the special shares worthless, but the company's board voted to give them the payouts anyway. Neither official fully described the transactions on their ethics forms. And in news around town this morning, if you'd like to help people with their taxes this year, Orange County is seeking volunteers for its VITO program. VITA, V-I-T-A, stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. It's a free IRS service staffed by volunteers available to qualifying residents at tax time. Right now, they're looking for volunteers to help schedule appointments over the phone and to help greet clients and check them in and out when they arrive. Training runs through January 22nd for both positions. If you'd like more information, contact the RSVP 55 Plus Volunteer Program at 919-945-4243. We have that number on our website. In fact, you can read all our news around town stories on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Raleigh Mann has today's commentary. That's on the way next, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Basketball on WCHL.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Investing in bonds involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Income may be subject to state, local, or federal alternative minimum tax. When interest rates rise, prices will fall. When interest rates fall, prices will rise.
I'm at a place in my life where I need investment income. That's why I invest in tax-free municipal bonds. I love the income they provide. Income that's federally tax-free. At this point, that's exactly the kind of income I need.
Tax-free municipal bonds can serve as the cornerstone for a conservative portfolio. They offer income that's tax-free. Henyon & Walsh is a leading expert in tax-free municipal bonds. We're committed to finding you the best bonds to meet your investment goals. We'll even send you our informative bond guide, absolutely free, if you call right now. 1-800-908-5154. If you have at least $10,000 to invest, consider municipal bonds. Take charge of your investments today and keep more of your hard-earned money. Call now to receive your copy of our informative bond guide. It's free, so call right now. 1-800-908-5154. 1-800-908-5154. Henyon & Walsh, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. It's 6:41 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. In 20 years of living in South Florida, I was able to witness what overdevelopment does to a community. I saw miles of beautiful beachfront turn into a canyon of high-rise buildings blocking out the sun. From the Atlantic Ocean to the Everglades, row on row of concrete driveways and backyard swimming pools replaced palm trees and open space. And when the space ran out, mountains of sand were dumped to create more land so we could build farther out into the Everglades. We saw what happens when public officials get too cozy with those who build and over time grow less concerned with the consequences of their official decisions. When we moved to Chapel Hill, we found an attractive community with many lovely neighborhoods, convenient retail stores, easy access to cultural activity. We found an enlightened community of well-educated people who cared about their town, its schools, and their quality of life. That's a good sign. Not much wrong with that picture. The old saying, if it isn't broke, don't fix it, could apply. That was 37 years ago. Today, we live in a community determined to reinvent itself into something more like a copy of the overgrown cities of South Florida and the concrete jungles in the northern Virginia suburbs of Washington, D.C. Of course, we will have some growth, and the change is inevitable. Some of it's good. Too much is not. That which is driven by greed is not. We await the inevitable approval of major developments on the north side of town, the south, the east, the west. Fortunately, we have no beautiful Everglades in the path of our construction, but we do have us, the people who must live with the consequences of all this building. We and our neighbors are this community's residents, the people who live here, who love our community, and wonder what it is that's broken that we are so determined to fix. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by
Mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Marcus Page didn't have his best game as a Tar Heel on Saturday versus Louisville, going 4 of 12 from the field and ending up with more turnovers than assists. But he made the big play when it mattered, making the go-ahead layup with 8 seconds to play to help Carolina come from behind to beat the Cardinals 72-71. As Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams explains, not only did Page make the big play, he did it at less than 100% physically.
He's had a bad foot. He's got plantar fasciitis, and it's been really difficult for him. But that's today was either he stepped on Montrez's foot or Montrez stepped on his, and he just rolled his ankle is all it was. And so he went in. They did a retape job, and I said, well, how does it feel? And he said, fine. And I said, all right, let's try it and see.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. Your plans include alcohol. Please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol, but it can be too late. In North Carolina, almost 27,000 violent crimes are committed every year when kids and alcohol mix. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Page, despite the foot and ankle problems, aided in several key plays down the stretch. Just another example of the toughness and leadership from the Tar Heel junior guard.
I told him he's a tough little sucker. You know, if we had five guys out there on the court as tough as he was all the time, it'd be a lot more fun.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
All right. 6:45 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, time now for Traffic and Weather Together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full. But first, say good morning, everybody, to Nikki Morse.
You know, this makes it all worthwhile coming to work every morning.
I know it does.
Thank you so much.
You look forward to it, don't you?
I do, actually. How many people can say that they get a round of applause every time that they, you know, first thing in the morning? It's great.
I'm happy to see you.
Thank you.
I mean, seriously. It's 39 degrees.
It's not bad, considering.
Yeah, it actually feels pretty good out there today, although it's wet. You know, it's kind of miserable as far as all the rain is concerned.
But, right, right.
But tonight is when the problem might start.
You would have to bring that up. I really don't like that. It's tonight, really not making me very happy today.
Tonight and early tomorrow morning. But do we have any traffic problems out there right now?
Well, the beautiful thing about that is no major problems so far this morning. Yesterday morning, not so great. But this morning, we're doing all right so far. No accidents to report. Just wet roads. So maybe a few extra minutes for your commute would be in order. Mm-hmm. Northbound Fordham Boulevard looks good. 15501 through Highway 54, also 54 East in good shape, heading to 40. 40 eastbound, just a delay-free trip so far, just some busy spots from 54 to the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
And even if you don't have traffic to talk about, you can just call back and say good morning to Nikki in the newsroom.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and give her another round of applause.
Because apparently I love it.
Yeah, apparently she really gets off on that. So thank you very much for being
here. Who wouldn't? That's all I got to say.
I don't know. But at any rate, I'll be talking to you again in just a few minutes.
Absolutely, you will.
I hope.
Yeah.
You came back this morning.
I'm not going anywhere.
Happy about that. Well, Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Go check out their fried Brussels sprouts. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Well, it's 39 degrees in Chapel Hill, safely above freezing, so we don't have any problems with that as far as the weather is concerned this morning. It is wet out there and not really all that great a day, but no weather problems right now. That is on the way for tonight, probably. It's going to be cloudy all day with a chance of rain or drizzle. High today only in the upper 30s, which means the temperatures will stay pretty much where they are. It's going to be windy later on in the day. Now, tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain and freezing rain in the evening, then freezing rain likely with a chance of sleet after midnight. Ice accumulation up to a tenth of an inch. Cold overnight with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of freezing rain or slight chance of freezing drizzle in the morning. And then more of the same in the afternoon tomorrow. Our high tomorrow only about 35 degrees. We have a winter weather advisory in effect from 7 o'clock tonight to about noon tomorrow. So that's the critical time period there. But this morning, we really don't have any problems other than the fact that it's just cloudy and wet out there. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up each morning with Cruiser's Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. It's guaranteed to taste great at Cruiser's. Always good to go. Time now for Celebrity Birthdays on WCHL. Actor Billy Gray of Father's Knows Best. He was one of the kids on there, 77 years old today, believe it or not. Actor Richard Mall, the guy who played Bull on Night Court, is 72. A real tall guy, you know what I'm talking about? Richard Mall. Hard to believe he's 72 years old today. Drummer Fred White of Earth, Wind, and Fire turned 60 years old today. Ah, boy, love Earth, Wind, and Fire. We're talking about the elements here. And actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Seinfeld fame, and done a lot of other things since then, too. She's a funny woman. She's 54 years old today. We should all look that young when we're 54. Actress Penelope Ann Miller is 51. Actor Patrick Dempsey, 49 years old today. Actress Tracy Bingham, who got famous by playing one of the women on Baywatch, 47 years old today. Writer-producer Shonda Rhimes, who's responsible for a lot of TV these days. She's responsible for Scandal, Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice, and How to Get Away with Murder, all four of those shows. She's 45 years old today. Obviously a really talented woman. Actress Nicole Eggert, who was also on Baywatch, and she was on Charles in Charge as well. She's 43 years old today. Actor Orlando Bloom is 38, and actor Liam Hemsworth of The Hunger Games fame is 25 years old today. Jackson Miller has a birthday today, and Jackson's celebrating in Pittsburgh. Congratulations, buddy. Hope it's a really good birthday for you. Freddie Kiger on his way in here, and we got the trivia quiz coming up for you in just a few minutes on WCHL.
At 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, our programming sometimes raises eyebrows. While people can be polarized in their political beliefs, there are a few things that always bring people together. One of those things is good food. When Stephanie Miller came to town, she visited a local restaurant that truly is a political uniter.
If you're listening in Los Angeles or Seattle or somewhere, you have a long drive, so I would get going. 411 West. Is a restaurant in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and I suggest you take your family there. The food was just orgasmically good, wasn't it?
It was all unbelievable.
Yeah, we tried the steak, the salmon, the chicken. I'm just telling
you. I love what she's having.
No matter where you are in the United States, I suggest you start driving now. It was
spectacular.
Yeah, it was terrific. So we'd like to thank everybody that came out to see us in North Carolina. We had a heck of a time.
We are lucky to live and work in a place that offers a table for friends and neighbors from all walks of life and with differing opinions to get together and celebrate our differences. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group reminds you to support your community and dine locally.
652 WCHL.
She shot a hole in my soul.
It's six, as I said, 8 minutes until 7 o'clock, WCHL, and time now for the trivia quiz.
Rock and Roll Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for Rock and Roll Trivia.
It is.
With the number one rock and roller in here, Freddie Kiger.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we'd have to share that, I think.
You know, what's it like living like a rock star?
I don't know.
Come on, I thought you would be willing to share with the rest of us.
Yeah, I love it when I'm in the middle of trailing Dick Vitale around the Smith Center trying to get him to do something. Dick's signing autographs. You know, he's going into four or five photo poses with all these co-eds or somebody else or whatever. I'm like, Dick, we got to get out of the floor.
How do you ever get him to stop talking in order to say anything to him?
Well, you know, gosh. But you know what? He's slowing down.
I know he's a great guy.
I know he's slowing down.
But I wish he would stop talking. You know? I know you can't.
I know.
You work with him. You can't.
I know.
You think he's a terrific guy.
He is.
I certainly believe it.
He is.
But sometimes
when
I'm watching
a game, he gives everybody a little bit of piece of his time.
Sometimes when I'm watching a game, I just want to say, shut up, Dick. Come on, just stop. You do not have to fill. It's not radio. You don't have to fill every second.
I know.
You know, just don't talk.
Well, who's it? Mike Patrick once said, who was working with Joe Theismann and Dick Vitale.
Yeah.
He was up in front of a group of people at a banquet and said, as many of you may know, I work with Joe Theismann and Dick Vitale. Therefore, I am unaccustomed to public speaking.
Absolutely true. I was thinking the other day, I'd hate to be his play-by-play guy.
Oh, Keith Jackson was going to kill him.
Yeah.
When the, I mean, at one point, Keith Jackson and Dick were paired, and that, that did not go over.
Yeah, I bet not.
Whoa, Nelly.
You have to be a low-key guy in order to work with him.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Well,
Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yeah, you got something good for us?
Well, you know what? I'm going to do the rest of the week with a little bit of a kind of a North Carolina theme since the Heels are traveling over to Raleigh to play NC State after their big win on Sunday.
Yeah,
so we'll do kind of a week of celebrating North Carolina, and today's question is going to play off a theme of North Carolina.
Okay.
Even in Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Right. I'm ready for it.
All right, here we go, folks. Ron's about to play a tune that may not be necessarily from a North Carolina artist, but his sound and the songs genre is without question a part of North Carolina. I'm talking beach music.
Oh, okay. Good.
Name the tune that Ron's about to put down on the platter.
All right. Well, listen to the sound that I'm about to put down.
There you go.
Sit back and relax and listen to my wax.
Wax.
Here we go. You've been listening carefully. You already know the answer to this question. Freddie didn't realize the mic was on a moment ago. Ah. All right, that's all you get. Can't play that next line because that would give it away. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the name of that song, the name of the song, and the artist.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jackie Gist is today's WCHL hometown hero, and for as long as I can remember, Jackie has been on the Carrboro Board of Aldermen. We have Mayor Lydia Lavelle with us now, and Jackie is about to be recognized by the town of Carrboro for her special community service. Tell us why she deserves to be in our spotlight today.
Well, Ron, we're recognizing Jackie because she now has the distinction of having served on the Board of Aldermen for 25 years, and she is being recognized for that accomplishment. There aren't many local elected officials in North Carolina that can stay with local government that long.
Oh, that's for sure. I know that there are challenges, but to Jackie Gist, it's almost like something she feels in her heart that she wants to do, and she has given so much to the town of Carrboro.
Well, absolutely. I think that Carrboro's biggest fan is Jackie, and I'll tell you, she is always prepared for our meetings, and she always brings a point of view to our discussions of remembering old Carrboro, remembering our neighborhoods, remembering, you know, folks that we need to be sure to think about when we're making our decisions. Jackie, over the years, has provided a really valuable insight and conversation and discussion to all of the major decisions that we've made. And so it's hard to imagine the Board of Aldermen without thinking of Jackie, honestly.
Serving as an alderperson has been spread over a quarter of a century, which means that Jackie Gist is a very flexible person who's been able to work with a real variety of folks over the years.
That's a great point. And I will say, I like it when we talk about something where we need an historical perspective. Often Jackie will look across the room at Mike Bro, who is perhaps the person in the room who's been there as long as she has been. And often between the two of them, but often it's her. She'll remember, well, I remember back in such and such a year, we had this discussion when we did blah, blah. And sure enough, we go to the minutes, we go to that meeting, and we usually can kind of, you know, get a good historical perspective that she's led us down the path to.
Well, Mayor, we appreciate your being here today to tell us all about Jackie Gist. And Jackie Gist, longtime member of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen, is today's WCHL hometown hero. Thank you, Jackie, for all your community service.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, 658 at WCHL. The phone is ringing a lot this morning. It really is.
She shot a hole in my soul.
That's a great song.
Clifford Curry.
Clifford Curry.
Ladies and gentlemen, One of Sylvia Hatchell's favorites.
Oh, yeah, because he did that song Carolina Blue.
Yeah, yeah. Clifford Curry, I told you this before.
Yeah.
I had an opportunity to meet him one time.
He told me, yeah.
My first job in radio, he comes in, he's going around promoting his own record.
Yeah.
And he comes in the radio station, he's got purple hair, straight bangs.
Oh, baby.
His hair was purple. Really one of the nicest guys I ever met. I was about to get off the air. It was a daytime radio station.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to get off the air. It's my hometown. And as soon as I signed off, we went out. We did an interview for airing, and then we walked out to his car after that and stood in the parking lot to talk for 30 minutes.
That's awesome.
Just a terrific guy.
Yeah.
You know, and he wouldn't know me from Adam, you know.
He's a good guy.
If I were to walk into a room right now. But,
right.
But just really enjoyed meeting him. He was one of the best.
One of the best. I'm telling you, one of the nicest ever. And we got a lot of phone calls this morning. But you know who actually answered the question before anybody else? Well, it was Jesse Bastnight Jr. Ah, yeah. Jesse shagging in his kitchen this morning. Clifford Curry. You know, he had another good song I liked, too. It was actually on the flip side of that record. It was called We're Gonna Hate Ourselves in the Morning. Remember that? Great song. Jesse, you're going to get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, and we'll have another question for you bright and early tomorrow morning on WCHL. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. Winter weather advisory goes into effect at 7 o'clock tonight. But today, just plain old cloudy, chance of rain or drizzle. Our high temperatures staying in the upper 30s. That's where we are right now, 39 degrees, 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel.